Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal issued an executive order last night demanding better protection for rape survivors. That came a day after the state health department proposed a ban on sending hospital bills to people who get treatment after a sexual assault. These changes are the result of one story published on NOLA.com and in the Times-Picayune. Rebecca Catalanello wrote the story. She's with us from WWNO in New Orleans. Rebecca, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, lay out the problem, first of all, that you laid out and obviously has spurred all this response about rape survivors in Louisiana who are facing, in some cases, thousands of dollars in medical bills for care that they received after they were assaulted. What's going on?
Well, a woman who'd been recently sexually assaulted contacted our newsroom. She was outraged that she'd received a statement from her insurance stating that she'd be billed about $2,000 and then later got another statement showing about $1,400 in charges. She didn't have the money to pay for this, and she was newly insured and just couldn't believe that this was a thing. So I looked into her bills and started asking around, and what I discovered was that the situation in Louisiana when it comes to providing medical services for rape victims is really in a shambles. Whether or not sexual assault victims are billed and whether they have access to treatment really depends largely on what hospital they go to and in what parish or what you call counties.
And in what state? What does Louisiana law say about who's responsible for the costs of, for example, forensic medical exams?
So right now, law says that the local parish government should be picking up the bill for forensic medical exams, but that's just not happening in all places. In fact, in New Orleans, our hospital for years was picking up, our public hospital was picking up the bill for all of these services. And the reason why it came to our attention was because the management of that hospital changed and they started billing for the medical related medical costs like pregnancy tests, HIV tests, and other related lab works, and the ER fee.
And this is something that you report about happening in Louisiana, but Louisiana is not the only state where this is a problem. You've got a chart that goes along with your story that shows that this is really a nationwide problem. And in many states, there are not laws on the books that provide for the money to care for people after they are sexually assaulted.
That's right. The STD testing, pregnancy testing, HIV prophylaxis, all of that, and whether governments pay for those things are sort of left up to the local governments.
So we got this news from Governor Jindal last night. He's issued an executive order aimed at providing better protection for rape victims. He wants the Louisiana Board of Regents and the Crime Victims Reparations Board to take immediate steps, he says, to better protect victims of sexual assault. Is that going to do the trick in Louisiana?
The executive order, I think, was designed to be sort of an immediate action, barring the legislation that we're going to see in April. Our Department of Health and Hospitals released a plan Sunday night and early Monday saying that it's going to propose legislation to prohibit hospitals from billing victims for their medical expenses, including the ER fees, HIV prophylaxis, and pregnancy tests, and allow hospitals to bill the state's Crime Victims Reparation Fund immediately. It's also going to eliminate the provision that victims must report to police in order to have their bills covered, which exists right now under the Crime Victims Reparations Fund. So I think this executive order sort of tells the Crime Victims Reparations Fund to immediately change some of its rules regarding who's eligible for the compensation, but it's not going to completely change the way that we are dealing with this issue. I think it's going to take some legislation to fix that.
Rebecca Catalanello, who's been reporting for NOLA.com and the New Orleans Times-Picayune all about this issue. We've got a link to her reporting at our website, hereandnow.org. It's obviously causing quite a stir in Louisiana, where many lawmakers, including the governor, have responded. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.